Judy Collins is scheduled to perform at Hochstein this coming Saturday night in Rochester. WXXI's arts and culture contributor Jeff Spivak spoke with the legendary folk singer and songwriter recently about her career and a new song that focuses on issues related to immigration.
My name, it is Maria. My daughter is a dreamer. She says that she is worried that she will have to leave.
Judy Collins' new song, Dreamers. She'll be at the Golden Link Folk Singing Society show this Saturday at the Hochstein Performance Hall. Judy's in New York right now in an apartment. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. I'm good. Glad to be home.
Dreamers is beautiful. You sing it a cappella, and we know what it's about. Why did you write a song about the Dreamers?
I was watching a story maybe 3 years ago now about a dreamer, and she was a dreamer. She was talking about young woman. She looked like she might be 18, maybe 19 years old. And basically she was talking about not so much about how she felt, but how her mother felt, because her mother was an immigrant who had brought her child with her. And this little girl was now growing up, and her mother was very frightened that she was going to have to send her child back to wherever it was, Guatemala, Venezuela, Mexico City, I don't know where. And it was a very upsetting interview. And I said to my husband that, you know, this is a terrible situation. I mean, we're the only country in the world I can think of, maybe Iceland, whose only residents are all immigrants. We're all immigrants. I'm not even so sure about the American Indians. I think maybe they came over the straits, you know, from Russia.
Yeah.
Anyway, I sat down and wrote this song, and that was what happened. It came out as The Dreamers.
It's a very straightforward song. There's no embellishments. It's just the facts.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And that's what makes it so striking. You know you're getting truth from that, and, you know, that's not something we're getting a lot of these days.
Well, no.
You've always been involved in issues.
I have. I grew up that way. My dad was in the radio business, and he himself was extremely outspoken about everything. And so he taught us that that's what we had to do. We had to vote. We had to tell it the way it was. We had to try to make a difference. And so I was lucky because I got to learn that it's important to open your mouth and say something about what's going on.
Do you remember what the first thing was you talked about?
As a child growing up, I think it was politics. I think it was politics. I remember going down to the Eisenhower Freedom Train or whatever it was and protesting something or other. I'm not even sure what it was now. It wasn't yet the war in Vietnam. That would come a little later.
You moved to Greenwich Village. You got involved with the Yippies, people like Abby Hoffman. How did that influence you?
I think that I was drawn to people who were activists and who were imagining how we could maybe do better. And so I'm sure that's how it came about. I was called by Phil Oakes is the one who talked to me. I'd already recorded a couple of Phil's songs. And he came over to the house and he said, okay, get on your shoes. It was about 7 in the morning, I think. I said, what are we doing today? He said, we're going downtown, and we're going to, you're going to sing at the press conference for the Yippies. And I said, what are they? And he said, well, that's your friends, Abby Hoffman and David Dillinger and Tom Hayden. They're all down there. They've started this thing called the Yippies. And so I said, okay, and we went down. And, of course, I would appear for them. They were wonderful guys, brave, brave guys.
Do you feel any sense that of what was happening then can still happen today?
I think it's happening around us. I think people are fed up and they don't want to, you know, they're not going to take it anymore. So now we have lots of women in Congress. We have a Congress that we can now put people's feet to the fire, make them answer for their acts. And that's a good thing. That's what a democracy is supposed to do.
Besides the situation on the border, is there another issue that really concerns you?
Oh, lots of issues concern me. I'm particularly interested in Flint, Michigan, concerns me. How about that for a story where the water's poisoned and nobody does anything about it? We can't allow people who are in the leadership position to lie, to neglect the population that they're supposed to represent. You know, AOC will take care of that. Our new representative from the Bronx, or from one of our local representatives who's in Congress now, kicking up a storm, you know, doing what she has to do. Mm-hmm. We have to take responsibility for what's gone on. We cannot just brush it off and say, oh, well, somebody else will do it. Somebody else is not going to do it.
How often does this enter into your songwriting like it does with Dreamers?
I don't know. That was a pretty powerful moment. I've written songs about 9/11. I've written songs about for Sarajevo, about the war in the former Yugoslavia. I've written songs about the Korean Wall. I was commissioned by NASA to write a song called Beyond the Sky for Eileen Collins, who was the first woman to be the captain of a shuttle. So I've done lots of things like that. It all depends. Can you make a song about an issue into a song that's beautiful and memorable? That's really the chore, because it's not enough to just write things down like you're making a list from Wikipedia. You can't do that. You have to make it poetic and memorable and unmistakable.
You've also done great with picking other people's songs, both sides now, especially people who maybe weren't that well known at the time, and you really helped vault them as songwriters into public perception. Are you still doing that?
Sure. I hope. I mean, I'm finding young songwriters. I paired up with Ari Hess not too recently and recorded his song on an album of duets, which was called Strangers Again. And I got a bunch of men to join me, Jeff Bridges and Willie Nelson and a lot of other singers, Jackson Brown. And so I have incorporated a lot of the songs of other artists into my work.
People like Leonard Cohen, these are interesting people.
They are indeed.
Did you have a favorite?
Oh, well, I can't choose favorites. It's like saying, which is your favorite kid, you know? I mean, they're all incredibly impressive. Leonard Cohen, Joni Mitchell, Ian and Sylvia, Stephen Sondheim. I just have a wonderful list of people that I've recorded and other songs through the years that haven't gone quite so viral, as they say nowadays.
You've written 2 memoirs?
Well, I've written 10 books. I've written a number of memoirs about different things, actually. I've written about suicide. I've written about alcoholism. I've written about the song Amazing Grace. I just wrote a book about food called Cravings, which came out last year. So I'm always writing something.
The book about suicide was inspired by your son Clark taking his own life.
Yes, it was. That's an unfortunate inspiration, but somebody had to do it.
What did you learn? What did you try to say about that?
That you can survive it. Mainly that's what people need to know when somebody... I just got a call from a friend who said that a girl in California whom she knew pretty well had a daughter who was unhappy about one thing or another and in front of the rest of the family jumped out a window. I mean, you can't imagine what kind of pain and anguish that mother is in. And I was helping another woman whose son committed suicide. I mean, it's everywhere. And the real problem is you have to figure out how to stay alive.
And the memoir about alcoholism, that was your own drinking issues, right?
Oh, yes. Well, I write about drinking a lot. I write about addiction a lot. I don't think we hear enough or write enough about addiction. I think it's the hidden culprit.
It's a big issue now, the opioid addiction. Is there something you can tell us?
Yeah, get help. Go where you can get help. Go to AA, go to a 12-step program, go to NA. I mean, they're all places that will help you if you're lucky enough. And, of course, the problem is nobody who's an addict wants to be told what to do. It's a self-diagnosed illness. And these illnesses basically can only be helped when you want help. That's what's so difficult. I'm going to continue writing. I'm going to keep my numbers. I'm going to go to meetings. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to think of songs to write. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, Judy, thank you very much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day okay. up there. Stay okay. warm.
She says that she is worried that she will have to